Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
2:42 and 59 seconds. Must be time for a football fix. Gregor. Well, Mulsey, you'd think Josh Gordon back from, what's he been suspended for, 53 games or something like that, might be quiet this week. But instead he's talking, and I believe he's revealing in a Sports Illustrated piece that, A, he didn't plan on living past 18, and B, that his drug dealing habits stayed with him as a college player at Baylor, and that he made as much as $10,000 a month selling marijuana in Dallas, Austin, and San Antonio. How does this strike you, first of all?
Well, if marijuana is made legal at the federal level, sounds like he's got a fallback career, certainly. The blunt master, perhaps?
I don't know that that would be good for him at this point, but yes.
Well, if football doesn't pan out and weed becomes legal everywhere, you know who you're going to. Set up a nice business.
Now, apparently, him and Martavis had a chat, and I guess, what would they talk about? Is Martavis yet in a position to give advice?
What time does that call happen? 4:20 every day?
Stay off social media would be one piece of advice I would give if I was Martavis.
Yeah, I don't know. There's part of me that wants to make jokes like I already did, and then there's part of me that's willing to be a little bit empathetic here to some small degree and say maybe it's two guys who know they're on their last chance, basically, especially Gordon, who are trying to support each other. I'll let that be my final word on the matter.
Thank you, Mulsey. All right, a tearful Eli Manning is now going to play behind Geno Smith, of all people. And such there ends a streak or something. He played in 210 straight games. So who now? That's the second longest streak, by the way, in NFL history to Brett Favre at 297. Mm-hmm. Who now has the longest streak, Mulsey?
Consecutive games played.
Yes.
Oh, well, it would have been, I would have said Joe Thomas, but he's out. Oh, man. Is it a quarterback?
Yes, it's a quarterback.
Hold on. Tommy Brady.
Nope.
Alex Smith.
Nope.
Drew Brees.
Nope.
You stink.
Philip Rivers.
Really?
At 187, yes.
Wow.
How about them apples?
He would have been far down the list. One of the all-time tough guy performances, by the way, was him hobbling around on basically no ACL against the Patriots and almost getting a really good Chargers team past them.
Yeah, when I think about his career, I don't blame him, really, for never winning a title. You know what I mean?
I do. I actually do, because some of the Chargers teams he was on, besides the year where his knee was all jacked up, were unbelievably talented and gagged in big situations.
Yeah, they did. They were okay.
The one year New England came there to play them, and they were objectively, I thought, the better team, and just couldn't find a way to beat them at home even.
Well, speaking of Eli, here are some teams that have been suggested as a landing spot for next year, although I'm not convinced he won't be there, because remember, good old Ben McAdoo, don't call him Bob McAdoo, he might not be there. So you get a new coaching staff in, they may want Eli Manning.
Rent,
you know what I mean?
Rent McAdoo.
So here are some teams just in case, though, in case he plays a 15th season elsewhere, and he's still under contract to the Giants, by the way.
Yeah.
Let's go. Number one, Jacksonville. Tom Coughlin, of course, runs that team now, and Blake Bortles stinks.
You give him Fournette, a good defense. Allen Robinson, right, would be back from his injury this year. Who else? Chris Ivory. I don't even know if Chris Ivory is still under contract. Bottom line, you give him that team with some options to throw to and a culture in place that, in spite of their quarterback, seems to be all right. I don't like having to face Jags with Eli Manning.
How about the Denver Broncos?
Also, not a bad landing spot. The tutelage of Johnny Elway. Their defense is cratering a little, but I think it's under the weight of a horrifyingly bad quarterbacking situation.
It ain't going to be Paxton Lynch, I can tell you that. The New York Jets?
What if Brock Osweiler thinks he's the starter in Denver and then gets supplanted? Like, remember when Peyton put his helmet on and ran out? And there's the gif of Brock Osweiler going like, crap, what if Eli does that to him?
What if he plays for the Jets?
Is that the ultimate revenge?
Yes.
But the Jets are the worst of those three teams you mentioned.
Probably. I know, but they have some talent. They've got some picks.
Some.
And their starter right now is older than him. A year and a half older, Josh McCown. How about the Washington Redskins, assuming Kirk Cousins is gone?
That feels like actually a net loss for Washington. Cousins is a better player at this point than Eli Manning.
Why do people continue to say the New Orleans Saints? All right, here, Drew Brees will sign a new contract with the Saints after this season, in all likelihood. So why are you mentioning him there? How about the Arizona Cardinals?
That's an interesting team if David Johnson's back. If Fitz stays, Fitz one more year on that extension he just signed? They still have some real pieces, especially in the secondary. They're interesting.
That would
be
my choice.
Man, plus you get to live in the desert in a nice place. Jeremy Roenick throwing rattlesnakes over fences near you. Not bad.
David Johnson back in your lineup.
I'm telling you, that's
man, he would be, I think he'd be really happy there. A nice place to throw the ball.
I still think the Jags might be the best place actually for him for team that would be around him, though.
And finally, Malzi, how about the Buffalo Bilskis?
No. They're going with Nathan Peterman next year, I'm sure.
Thank you, Malzi, for participating.
Oh, you're so very welcome, Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.